Heroes Among Us article, Special Dolls for Special Kids. A Wisconsin mom makes mini-me toys as unique as the children who cuddle them. As a social worker, using play therapy in the late 1990s to help children through their cancer treatments, Amy Jandersevit wished she could comfort her patients with dolls that bore their all-too-familiar hair loss and surgery scars. I would scavenge Goodwill for bald Cabbage Patch Kids because that was the closest thing I could find, she says. I thought, these kids need something that looks like they do. The idea stuck with Jandersevit after she left social work in 2001 to start a family. Then, in 2015, a mom whose daughter lost a leg to amputation asked Jandersevit, handy with a sewing machine, if she could craft a mini-me doll for the girl. After Jandersevit posted a photo of the legless doll on Facebook, orders poured in for likenesses with everything from albinism to birthmarks. Differences made kids feel isolated and judged, she says. With the doll, a child sees, I'm not the only one who looks this way and beautiful enough to be a doll. Jandersevit, 46, has since crafted nearly 400 custom dolls with her New Berlin, Wisconsin dining room table, with donors often covering the $100 cost from Jandersevit's nonprofit, A Doll Like Me. The mom of three insists on making each doll herself with help from her mother and a friend. For Keegan Cameron, who is two, whose rare skin condition has him covered in birthmarks, Jandersevit matched the doll's spots exactly. That was the most amazing thing, says Keegan's mom, Joy. Brian Grassy of Coventry, Rhode Island, says he wept like a baby when a doll came in the mail for his daughter Emma, born 3 months later in October, without her lower left arm. Seeing my daughter with her doll, it makes me think about her future, not her limitations.